Hello, and welcome to another episode of Coffee and Code. I'm so excited to be joined by a very special guest today. You know her as Joy Rain VR. I met Joy Rain at the AWE conference in San Jose just about a month ago, which seems like yesterday, and I'm so excited for her to be here on the show to share her knowledge with you. So without further ado, welcome to Coffee and Code, Joy Rain VR.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be here and to talk to you about all stuff VR, XR. You know, we just came from awe, so yes. We have so much to talk about.
We really do. We really do. And before we dive in, I want to let the audience know about your background, because you just have such an incredible background and experience that you've leveraged for where you currently are at in this creative new world. So for those listening, Sheika Duncan, going by Joy Rain VR, she is a Louisiana native who graduated from the HBCU Southern University A&M in Baton Rouge with a degree in economics. She is an enthusiastic XR evangelist and content creator who specializes in building metaverse experiences that caters to brands and promotes community. She helps people connect and engage with technology while also building worlds that inspire others to build. And that's her mission. Even though she's been in the XR space for just a few years, it feels like longer than that. Joy Rain's metaverse work has been highlighted by Meta, Meta Reality Labs, Meta Horizon Worlds, and Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Whether she is hosting her talk show Joy in the Morning and Meta Horizon Worlds, podcasting with her husband on their Get Him to the Metaverse podcast, or strategizing content through her business, Onyx Leaf Media, Joy Rain is always staying true to her North Star to help people to become more joyful, optimistic, and yearning for positivity. And if you meet Joy Rain in person, you feel this immediately. It's like a literal ray of sunshine. Aww. That's how I felt. So it just aligned so well. So just thank you for sharing your time and your energy and your space.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on Coffee and Code.
I'm a fan of yours, and I'm glad that we actually like met IRL. It was so wild. So to provide the audience a bit of context, Paige Dansinger, which thank you, Paige, she introduced me to you, and we did a quick like 30-second soundbite, and you just killed it. And I was like, wow, this woman's amazing. So I've covered a little bit about your background, but tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do, Sheika.
Oh, I mean, it's like you covered it all. But yes, I love the XR space. I have fallen in love with it as the love of my life, who introduced me to this. Jay Dunn, shout out to you. He introduced me to the XR VR space with the Meta Quest 2 headset. It was during the pandemic, and we had a VR date night because we couldn't really get together. And this was before we were married and everything. And we would go on these VR date nights, and I was blown away. Wow. The first time I danced with a robot, I was like, okay, I got to go get my own. So ever since then, and building up into my purpose of Joy in the Morning and working with students to get them into the metaverse to experience this, it's been such a journey, and I'm just so thankful.
That's so awesome, Joy Rain. I feel like you have cultivated a lot of unique experiences that have really helped you to get to where you are right now with that critical thinking, that creative production, and it's moving at such an accelerated pace, as we both can see. But can you share a little bit more about your Joy in the Morning show and Get Them to the Metaverse?
Absolutely. So Joy in the Morning is a talk show that I created last year, August 6th, actually, 2022. And I was in Horizon. I started Horizon in February of 2022. And I'm a person that loved to talk. And so I came across so many different people who had a story as to why they were in the metaverse. And a lot of those stories came with adversity and what they were dealing with in real life. And so instead of talking to each one of them individually, I created this show called Joy in the Morning to help people become more joyful, optimistic, and yearning for positivity. Because I mean, we're all real people behind these headsets, and we're dealing with different things. And so I wanted to address those issues and to help people in and out of the metaverse.
Thank you for creating that safe space. It's so needed, especially since alt space went away. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest that in was peace, alt space.
Yeah. Oh. I used to go to a invisible disability support group every Sunday night during the pandemic. Okay. And it was a great space to meet, and everyone would come around like Sunday nights and just share however much they wanted to share or talk about what they're struggling with mental health wise. But it was always a safe space. No one ever judged. And people would give each other virtual hugs.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing that. Just like someone sharing authentically that they had a terrible day and, you know, just not going well, the community would come around and say, hey, can we give you a hug? And you see all these avatars coming around. It just feels good. And like, you know, we're part of this human experience together. So I'm glad you've cultivated that safe space now that we no longer have alt space and that you've built it with inclusion in mind. So that way everyone can access it.
Yes, it's an amazing platform to where people really become vulnerable. It seems as if we laugh, we cry, we just come together and address different issues every single week that the show is in season. And we just have an amazing time and be very vulnerable. And at the end of every show, we read the Joy in the Morning affirmations where we all get out of our, like, we take our mics off of mute and we just yell these affirmations and everybody's like, oh my gosh, yes. Some of them are, I am loved. I am good enough. Even if I fail, I won't let it stop me. Breathe, I will figure it out. I accept me for me and no one else's opinion of me matters. And I will experience happiness, love, and joy today. That's some of them. And so it's an amazing way to start your week. And when the season ends, everyone's like, when is it going to start up again? And we are in season 3 right now. So
congrats.
I'm so excited about that. We just had our season premiere last week where we talked about overcoming the obstacles of success. And so we had a phenomenal guest. Her name was Kawali Creator, and she has had success in Horizon Worlds. And so I wanted her to talk about that, and we just had dialogue, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's so awesome. I can tell that you genuinely have fun in these spaces just by like watching your videos. Like earlier I was watching the Church in the Metaverse, or like the Peaches song, it cracked me up.
thank you. Me and my husband, we love to have fun
and
cross over and let people know that you can have so much fun in this space and be relatable and just laugh. Everyone loves a good laugh.
Yeah, and I love that you're bringing examples, tangible examples of you two hanging out, because some people just have this such a disassociative understanding of what the metaverse is and how we interact with one another. So for those who are listening that still maybe are having this confusion, can you share more about what the metaverse means to you?
Absolutely. This space has made me come out of my shell even more, if you could even believe that. At first, when I came in this space, I was really shy, but I always could sing. Like, I was a singer. Well, still I'm a singer, but I can sing for anybody. But talking, I wasn't so much of a talker publicly. But now I can talk, I can sing, I can do whatever. Because this technology has gotten me out of my shell to be able to communicate with people from all walks of life and to relate to people as well. Because again, we all have a story and we all can be relatable. So this technology is groundbreaking.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it's also a good reminder to people that Meta did not coin the term metaverse.
No, they did not.
Yeah. Neal Stephenson, Snow Crash novel. We got to see him at AWE.
Yes, we did.
Oh, wow. What was your favorite thing that you saw at AWE or you experienced?
So we were brought out by Snapdragon. Shout out by Snapdragon. They're the people that put the chips in each of the headsets. And so all the technology that they had available, I was blown away. I didn't know that they did half of the stuff that they did.
Right.
But being able to connect with people that I have seen so far, like online, and interacting with like through Instagram and YouTube to get those content creators there on the ground. It was like a big family reunion. So that was my favorite part of AWE, the people. But as far as the technology is concerned, I was looking at that AR laptop and I was like, okay, I could use that.
Yes, that was really cool. I got to demo that as well. Did you get to demo the B-Rail glasses?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I was very cool. It's crazy.
It is. It is. And for those listening, it's augmented reality glasses that you can wear. The AR laptop was cool. My only feedback for that is the closed operating system, but I digress. Yeah. But it was really cool to see, like in practice. But kind of shifting towards, you know, the content creation, I'm curious, in terms of all the talks that you were able to hear, were there any that stood out to you or piqued your interest or got you thinking like, okay, I didn't think of it that way before?
Well, I absolutely loved the XR women being highlighting the women that are making a difference in this space is phenomenal. I always champion the women that are in this space because we're like a minority in this space sometimes. And sometimes it's taken for granted for them to designate an entire session dedicated to that. I was like, I absolutely love they implemented that into AWE.
Absolutely. Progress over perfection. And there are so many awesome female content creators out there. And you're right. It did feel like a family reunion of, oh, hey, we know each other. But we know each other. I heard this several times, and I'm curious if you heard it too at AWE. I heard people saying, oh, we're seeing each other for the first time. I'm so used to seeing you as your avatar.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So many people have said that. That's why I go by like Joy Rain VR, because everyone knows me as Joy Rain. And I'm like, hey, it's me. They're like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, they're like, I recognize the voice before I recognize the person.
100%. And you have a very like distinct voice that I would definitely recognize in a virtual space for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's like, okay, Joy's here. When they hear me, they're like, okay, Joy's here.
Yeah. Well, with AWE, for those listening, Augmented World Expo, it happens annually in San Jose, California. It literally just happened May 31st through June 1st, 2023. It'll be happening again next year. So if you didn't get a chance to make it this year, definitely put it on your calendar for next year, because it's conference that you do not want to miss.
Mm-hmm. It's really good stuff.
Yes. Well, shifting back a little bit, Joy Rain, have you found the creative process of developing and producing your show and the podcast? And what obstacles have you faced throughout that production process?
So producing Joy in the Morning it's more of like a lipness of what's going on in Horizon Worlds, because I do talk to so many different people and I can't address every single thing. So sometimes I like write it down and I'm like, I got to cover this on Joy in the Morning. And sometimes going through social media, being connected with people who are in Horizon Worlds and they're having issues. These are the issues that we're going to address. And so it's, again, helping people in and out of the headset to become more joyful, optimistic, and yearning for positivity. So that creative process is just always having a listening ear to what people are wanting to know or to how to become better individuals.
I love that holistic approach. That mindset, I think, is really important. And I don't want to gloss over something that's really important here, because you are a world creator. You've been recognized for these like award-winning worlds. Mm-hmm. So what is your advice for someone who's listening who wants to maybe explore what that is, but might be intimidated by the potential technical curve?
Yeah, I would say go for it. Before I was a world creator, I was what you call a world hopper. I was just the socialite person that just was attending the parties and supporting everyone else. And I didn't really feel that I had anything to contribute to the space. And then one morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke my husband up and I'm like, I have this vision for Joy in the Morning. He's like, go build it, like go. And so I built Joy in the Morning. It took about like 7 or 8 hours to have the frame of it and the concept of it. And he came in and he was like, you did this? This is what you dreamed about? And I was like, yes, this is what I dreamed about. And we've been running ever since. And so I would want to encourage anyone that if you are building, if you have something in your heart, build it out. It doesn't matter how crazy, how extreme, someone needs it. Someone needs to hear it. And they're going to be missing it until you provide it. So go ahead and build it, open up to the world and, you know, let it go. Let it go.
Yes. Could not agree more. And you touched on something here that I think is so powerful, but like when you know something is true, when you know, yeah. you feel viscerally that you need to create something, nothing will get in your way Absolutely. To do it. And that's what you did. You sat there and you executed. You knew that vision when you woke up in that morning. And I love that you just like took action and did it. Some people don't. Some Absolutely. People, it takes years for them to get to that point.
Yeah. And you know, everybody's process is different. So don't beat yourself up if it's going to take a little longer process to, you know, for you, but make sure you do a little bit every single day to achieve that goal. So,
yes, small habits can really make a difference.
Yeah.
Like the Absolutely. Affirmations.
Yes. Yes. Affirmations are so important.
Yes. I use the I Am affirmation app.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. It's free and it delivers notifications that are useful on your watch that are positive affirmations like I'm loved, I'm worthy, you know, you can shift it to what you're focusing, but there's power in that is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to speak those words over yourself and have a vision for where you want to go in life and how you want to contribute to society and leave an impact on someone else's life.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a very short time on this earth here. So we got to make the most out of it and live life to the fullest.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, Joy Rain, I'm curious, what has been your experience as a female entrepreneur in the tech industry? And what would be your advice to other women who are just starting out in the space?
Yeah. So I would want every woman to know that you can do it. That's first of all. There's always a learning curve to everything that you do, but be determined. As long as you keep going, learn a little bit every single day and don't give up, you're going to achieve that goal that you're working toward. And then there are always women who are willing to help. I mean, there's so many phenomenal women in this space, and not only women, the XR space in general is so amazing and helpful. Mm-hmm. So if you have a question about anything, you could reach out to any person and they would be willing to help you. So don't be shy about asking for help as well, because I know sometimes as women, we want to show that we got it. We don't have to, you know, ask anybody, but yeah, show that vulnerability and say, hey, I need help. Could you help me? And they would be more than welcome to help you. So that's what I've learned. Always be willing to ask for help and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful advice there. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other.
It sounds so simple, but a lot of people think that it's not that simple, but you have to keep going. I can't stress that enough.
Absolutely.
Consistency.
Consistency is key. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's great advice. Thank you. I feel like there are a lot of opportunities out there in this space, and there are a lot of jobs that don't exist yet that will provide an opportunity for people to get into the tech space. And, you know, being able to align those skill sets from what you did to what you want to do is so valuable. Never underestimate that.
It's so important to find out what you're good at, what you like. I mean, this space is so new. Why don't you start off fresh in a space where you can create anything, you can be anything. And if you know that you want to go into a certain area, go into that space and make room and it will be available to you.
Yes. Make room and it will be available to you. Yes. That's a great quote. I'm going to pull that one. I love it. I'm curious, Joy Rain, can you share any exciting news about either of your podcasts? So I know that you just had season 3 premiere, and I'll make sure to link that in the show notes so people can go read more about it and sign up for your newsletter and everything.
Absolutely.
But let us know a little bit more about some exciting news.
Yeah, so we're going to have a season 3 episode 2 coming up this Sunday.
Awesome.
Every Sunday from June 25th to August 27th of this year, we are going to have a Joy in the Morning show. So it's okay. 10 episodes, so you can make sure you come into Horizon Worlds, or if you just so happen to miss it, we'll be uploading them. And so we'll be having the links available as well. So that's exciting in itself, because yes, this season, each show will have a special guest that will be talking about a specific topic. And so this topic coming up this week will be give yourself credit. We're going to be talking about everything, credit, FICO score, all of that this week with our special guest. Her name is Last Girl on Earth, and she has been killing it in the credit score arena. So we're going to be talking about that and what she's doing in the metaverse to help people get those scores up so they can, you know, live the American dream, get that house, get that car, get that business credit. So that's what we're going to be talking about this Sunday coming up. And Get Them to the Metaverse, that is the podcast that I am a co-host with my husband. We're helping get people to the extraordinary metaverse and helping it become an ordinary part of life. And we interview different people in the tech space to let people know, hey, these people are doing it, you can do it too. And it just so happens that some of the people are minorities, and a lot of people don't know, little brown girls and little brown boys, they may not see people that look like them. And so we are providing this platform to say, hey, you can be a part of this space too. And so we absolutely love that, and it's for everybody, but our objective is to be that representation, because representation is so important these days.
It is, and model behavior is what perpetuates that. So call to action for all of the content creators listening and watching: you can't say that you're inclusive if you're not practicing that in your guests and your questions and you know what you do. So I love that you're living that truthfully. And another thing that I want to touch on is that credit score class that you're doing in the metaverse.
Yeah.
That is so helpful. I cannot tell you how many times I'm in Oklahoma, and I've worked in a lot of nonprofits, and that comes up a lot. People want those tangible things.
Absolutely.
What can I learn that they're not going to teach in college? Maybe some colleges, I don't know. Not my college. But very important credit score, where it literally will impact our lives. So why not educate?
Yes. And we're going to be addressing all of those issues, because again, we're talking about helping people in and out of the headset. So if I have a little bit more knowledge to help me achieve that dream of getting a house, getting a car, helping sustainable wealth for myself and my family, then why not learn this in the metaverse? Yes, it's a gaming platform. Yes, that we have these different, you know, social moments, but to take something out of it and learn something to apply it in real life is just priceless. And so I'm so glad that we're able to, you know, provide that for everyone.
Thank you for doing that. I know there's a lot of hard work that happens behind the scenes to make those things happen, but it's very noble to do that, to give back, right? To do something in a medium that you enjoy and invite people to join you, because we all win whenever we're approaching it from a community perspective over competition.
Yes, that is so important. Building community, those people that you can rely on to get information from to help you through difficult situations is so important these days. And a lot of people who get these headsets, sometimes they feel as though they're ostracized, or they have a social anxiety, so they can't really speak well, or they don't have that many associates and friends. And so when they come into this space and they find that community, they find those people that are willing to talk to them, even though we do not know you at all, but when we're here together, we seem like we're family, you know. It's so magical to see those individuals through those avatars open up and become totally just different, and in a good way, you know, to be like, yes, I'm coming out of my shell, and this is the true me that I'm scared to show the outside world, but this is who I am.
Yes, that's so powerful, because representing yourself as a digital avatar and being able to choose how you show up, whether it's being a lizard or a person, you get to choose that. And it kind of helps remove some of that social anxiety of my hair doesn't look great or I don't have the right makeup on, yada, yada.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. You're a digital person. You are represented in the space and it's about you, not about what you necessarily are represented like in real life. And I love that.
Absolutely. And just coming off of Pride Month and everything and really helping those individuals, accept them. That's one of our main affirmations. I accept me for me and no one else's opinion of me matters. That resonates with so many different people. And to know that you have a community of people that accept you for you, that you're this beautiful light and we want to be around you because of who you are. It's just incredible.
Yes. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, Jory Rain, because that's a great reminder for listeners that intersectional identities exist.
Yes.
Intersectional identities exist. And we can't forget that. And we can't forget the value of bringing everyone together to bring in creative ideas, diverse observations, opinions.
Yes.
If you want innovation, bring people to the table that have been excluded for so long because they know the solutions.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you're living that and doing the work as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It feels great to be able to contribute in this way.
Right. You can go to sleep knowing, hey, I'm making somewhat of a difference in this world, wild
and
world.
And having fun doing it.
Yes. That's the key. You got to have fun doing it.
Yes.
And so, Joy Rain, I'm curious, what is your long-term vision for Joy in the Morning as the talk show?
Long term, I want to see this thing grow out as big as it can, to touch as many lives as it can, to let people know that there's a safe space here. If it's not in the metaverse, then we may grow it outside of the metaverse, but it starts in to reach as many people as we can to let them know there's a safe space and that they can overcome any obstacle that they're dealing with in their lives. As long as you have community, I may not know all the answers, but someone else who has been through that situation can speak to you about it, how they overcame it. And so it's just a big, overcoming party of whatever you're going through, don't worry about it. You're not going to be in it for long because we're going to help you get through it.
Yes. And that points back to what you said about that community, that family, feeling like you can ask questions and feel safe to ask those questions and not feel judged by it.
Absolutely.
Which is really important.
And it's so sad nowadays because people feel like they can't ask those tough questions or they feel like they have to go through the tough situation and they just don't know how to make it out, but they feel like they have to suffer alone and because of fear of judgment, mm-hmm. And I really want to create this safe space knowing that if you just open up and just be vulnerable, it's okay. No one's going to hurt you or, we want to make you get it over it, overcoming. A lot of people think that Joy in the Morning is a morning talk show because my name is Joy. It's a morning talk show. And I'm like, first of all, I am not a morning person. So it's not a morning talk show. Joy in the Morning comes from the scripture, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And also in the South, there's a saying called joy in the morning. And when you say that, it means that you're overcoming something. So the show is about overcoming whatever obstacle you have going on in your life. And so that's why it's called Joy in the Morning.
Wow. I had no idea. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. It's at night. So they're like, Joy in the Morning at night? I'm like, wait, let me explain. So that's why the show is called Joy in the Morning. It's actually a show of overcoming obstacles.
I love that. That fits perfectly. And I love that it's not in the morning because I too am not a morning person. But I get the concept of own your morning, own your joy.
Yes.
That's a great mission.
Thank you.
Well, Shika, I feel like we could talk for a long time here, and I would love to be able to just like sit and have virtual coffee with you. And I'm curious, where can people find you, Joy Rain VR, wherever they're following on social, like Instagram, maybe they want to connect with you on MetaQuest. Where can they find you?
So I am Joy Rain, that's JoyReinVR everywhere. So you can find me Joy Rain VR everywhere. I think on MetaQuest though, I'm just Joy Rain.
Okay.
That's it. But everywhere else, Joy Rain VR, I would love to connect with you. I would love to talk to you. Do some VR date nights with me and my husband. anything, we would just love to connect. I love to talk to people. And so, hey, let's get a talking session in.
I love that. I will be sure to link your social handles and, of course, links that go to all of your various areas, like Joy in the Morning, get them to the metaverse. I got your link tree here that I will include as well, so people can see your NBC Today Show interview. No big deal.
We've had some success in we chunked that up to doing what we're supposed to do in this space, having a vision for ourselves and going at it full force. We decided that we were going to be in this VR space. We absolutely love it, and we want to get as many people as we can to get into this space and enjoy it as well.
I love that. That's so great. And that goes for everyone. This just crosses generations. This crosses.
Absolutely.
This is kind of a universal truth that we're bridging from a real space to a virtual space.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with today before we depart, Joy Rain?
Well, I would love to say that. Thank you so much again for having me on your show. It has been an amazing talk, and I absolutely love this. And thank you for everything that you're doing in this space. Again, another woman creator. I have to give you your flowers. Thank you
for
everything that you're doing, and you're making an impact. And I absolutely love that. And so I'm honored to be on your show. And to anyone else who is listening, make sure you subscribe to Coffee and Code, please.
Thank you.
Because she's doing amazing, amazing work. And again, if I can leave you with last words, for real, make sure you follow your heart. Make sure you follow your dreams and keep going, because there is joy in the morning.
That's right, Joy Rain. There is joy in the morning. Well, thank you so much, Joy Rain, not only for being your authentic self, but sharing your time, your energy, your space with us. I'm so excited for listeners to hear this conversation and to, you know, learn from your zone of genius and take something away that may, you know, change their lives in a positive way. So thank you so much for what you do. And of course, everyone listening, please go follow Joy Rain VR everywhere, and follow the podcast, the talk show, everything. You don't want to miss out, especially on that credit workshop that's coming up. I'll be sure to link all that in the show notes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joy Rain.